Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio. Have it your way.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 91 for this December the 6th, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson. Joining me this week, as is the same with every week, is the guy, the man, the plan, the Fran, the Jan, Dan. Hey Dan!
Oh. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! We're back again!
Yeah, we're back again?
Yep.
Are we?
Yep. We're back. We did it.
Who's to know if we're back?
I have no idea. Back in action.
I think we are.
Yeah, it feels good to be back.
Let me check.
And I'm back.
Yeah, we're recording.
We're back. Okay.
Okay, we're back. The movie, the cartoon movie with the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs is us. We are back.
Yep. The we are back. Okay, so we're back again this week. Do the same thing we do every week, which is what, Dan? What do we do?
We get articles and we give them to you.
That's
for
it.
Your to do with as you please.
Sure.
Whatever.
I agree with that. Yeah, yeah, you can do whatever with them whatever you want. You can cough on them.
You can cough and you can sneeze. You can do as you please.
Oh, I like it. It rhymed. It came back. All right, I'm digging it. So, yeah, but he did neglect to say that we find the weirdest news that we can for the week.
Oh, yes.
And we give that to you.
Free of charge.
In a very aggressive way. Like, yeah. We kind of, like, force it on you in a way that makes you a little bit uncomfortable, and you're like,
It's like non-consensual news giving.
Yeah, you're really going to have a terrible time. You're going to feel a bit gross, and you're going to have to think about things afterwards.
I feel like you took advantage of my ears with those with that news.
But before we do that, we have a tradition in these here banters of the box.
Ooh, yep.
Wherein I tell you what today's national day is. And today's a very special day because I'm going to give you two for the price of one. And that price is, of course, free. You don't pay me for that service. But
it's an IOU.
Yeah. Pay it back eventually. Pay it forward. All right? Pay it forward by giving me money.
That's actually just a payment. That's an exchange of goods and services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. So that's just regular...
Yeah,
sounds good.
Okay.
Get your money.
So this today's national day are National Microwave Oven Day.
Oh.
We've all got one of those. We've all microwaved once or twice.
That's right, Swedish Thomas.
Yeah, hello. We've microwaved. Okay, that's maybe culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
And also National Gazpacho Day. The two go hand in hand because you can microwave your gazpacho.
That's well, you can't though.
Well,
right? I thought gazpachos are chilled.
Oh yeah, that's
right. It's a chilled soup.
That's right. So they don't go together.
No.
Yeah, it's a cold soup. That's right. Gazpacho is cold.
Yeah. So you can put it in the microwave, just don't start it.
Yeah. Who wants cold soup though? Warm it up. Just because it's not technically gazpacho, it's still better soup now.
Yeah.
Cold soup is no good.
I don't know.
No, get out of here. No,
I feel like a cold gazpacho is like drinking a V8 or something.
Yeah, well, V8's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. It's like a Bloody Mary without all the good stuff.
With all the blood from your victims. What?
Is that what it's made of?
It's what mine's made of.
I think you go to that mirror, and then you say Bloody Mary three times.
And then you get one of the drinks.
Yeah, it presents itself.
Wait, I need to hold on one moment because I need to sneeze.
Oh,
that was live.
Hey,
on the air.
Well,
but let me tell you, I've never had a Bloody Mary, nor will I ever.
Why not?
They sound terrible. Nothing about that experience sounds good. Nothing sounds good about mixing alcohol, tomato juice, and hot sauce.
I don't know.
No, if I wanted to eat spicy booze ketchup, I wouldn't.
If I wanted to.
I don't know where I was going to go with that. I just wouldn't do that. That sounds awful.
I don't know. I think everybody needs to try it once.
Do you like a Bloody Mary?
I I didn't as a child.
But you do now.
But I do now. You know, because I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I know my dad is a big, well, he enjoys them from time to time. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Have you ever had one?
No.
No. You know why? Because they're gross. They look and sound disgusting. Nothing about them is appealing, so I've never wanted to put it inside of me.
I think for me, it's just I don't have all the ingredients at one time.
Yeah.
I usually have
you could order one
sauce
in a restaurant or something. But
I'm going to do that next time.
I'm not.
I'm going to get one, and then I'm going to decide once and for all.
All right, give me a try of it.
Bloody Mary's
right. We can
right.
get that off the table. All right, that's been decided.
By pushing it off the table.
Yeah, by throwing it away. So we got off track there, but today is National Microwave Oven Day and National Gazpacho Day, so microwave your gazpacho and make it better. Boom. Two holidays, done. Bim, bam, boom.
Click.
So, now, to get on to the real reason that we're all here, I've gathered you all here today so that you may join
your mother
us
and I
in
are...
prayer.
Oh.
Welcoming in the little baby, weird news that Dan's about to read to us.
Little baby weird news. An older gentleman got rowdy with his oxygen tank last Tuesday in Florida.
Well, of course.
Florida. The 74-year-old Lawrence Starr pulled into the parking lot of a Lake Park post office when a tow truck blocked his advance. After shouting at the driver to move and getting no compliance, he took matters into his own hands. The 74-year-old man, I've said it once already, but I think it needs to
74-year-old man.
He's a 74-year-old man.
Wielding an oxygen tank.
Wielding an oxygen tank. Decided to unhook it and strike the tow truck driver in the head and face with it.
Why? Why would he do that?
Because he's 74 years old. He don't take no guff.
He don't.
He simply
If there's
does
one
not.
Thing I can tell about him, he takes no guff.
0% guff is taken with this man. All in all, it wasn't too bad, though. Deputies say the driver only had two small cuts on his head and nose. So the 74-year-old probably couldn't swing an oxygen tank to... I mean,
this just makes me sad now, though.
Yeah.
He probably really tried.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to get you, you whippersnapper. And, you know, he gave his all. And it was just sort of like... Boink.
Just kind of slowly clunked up. Well, if you're unhooking the oxygen tank, the very thing that you need to live.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to be weaker.
I hear you on that, yeah.
So maybe pick up something else that's, you know, in your car.
Maybe he was half dying on his way over there, you know, like lack of oxygen.
Yeah, gasping for breath. Mr. Starr was booked into the county jail for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Hmm.
How long? How long did they put him in jail?
See, that begs the question, like, how old is too old to go to jail?
I don't think any age. It's just the real question is, at what age do you consider it a life sentence?
Yeah. I mean, for him, he's 74 years old. He needs an oxygen tank.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's maybe got another couple years in him.
Let's say you made it to like 95, which good on you. That's hard to do. But let's say you made
it's
it
getting
to,
easier.
To 90. Yeah. But let's say you make it to 95 years old.
Okay.
No, let's go even further because you're right. Some people are starting to live older and older. Let's say you get to 99 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's pushing. Very rarely do people cross that line into 100. It's just very rare.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's weird if you're 99 years old and you, let's say, you rob someone, you steal something from someone.
Yeah.
And because of it, they give you a year in jail. That's a life sentence. That's weird to think about. A life, if you're like super old, minor crimes could become life sentences.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not that weird to think, but maybe it's not that weird, but like, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is weird. It's weird to think about. It's like,
you know what you do?
What?
When you're super old, you just don't commit crimes.
Yeah.
Click.
I don't know. See, I feel like...
Next.
Nick Swartzen did a bunch of...
Next world problem.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, he talked about when you're old, you know, you can get away with more stuff. I feel like you can push
That's
the
true.
Envelope.
I think that might be true. Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't know because I'm not old. I'm not in that category of being
old
enough to get
heart.
Away with it. Yeah, old at heart, yes. I go to bed at 8:30.
Oh, I just mean I have heart disease.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
The rest of my body is in tip-top shape, but my heart is about to die.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait.
For the heart to die?
Yeah, sure. Whichever gets us there in the end.
Thanks.
Yeah. Tell any more you got to tell me about this Oldman?
No, he went to jail and...
He went to jail. He went on to protect himself with his oxygen tank in jail, too. You know, those youngins, they ain't gonna be touching old gramps.
Blocks the shivs.
Yep.
Blink.
Okay, so... We frequently talk about weird criminals doing odd things. I think this one falls in the category of weird crime.
Okay.
Iowa City police arrested a man on Tuesday who allegedly broke into his neighbor's apartment just to steal her Wi-Fi password.
Huh.
You think that's enough of a reason to break into someone's house?
I feel like that's one of the harder things to steal from somebody's house.
Yeah. I don't know if getting a Wi-Fi password is necessarily worth breaking into someone's house over.
Oh, it's not.
No, it definitely isn't. The woman told police she discovered 27-year-old Christopher Cummings inside her apartment after he had broken in through a window. She told police Cummings lives upstairs and had previously asked for the password, a request she had denied.
Mm.
That's the end of it, right, Dan? That's it. You're like, hey, can I borrow your... Like, I'm being a leech. Can I have your password? I barely know you, but I'm gonna... Can I have your free Wi-Fi? And she's like, no, I'm not all right with that. I'm not okay. That's the end, right?
Should be.
Wrong. Responding officer said Cummings admitted entering his neighbor's place to steal her Wi-Fi password because she wouldn't give it to him when he asked. He was then arrested on a third-degree burglary charge, and jail records show he's been released, so he's fine now. Let him go.
He's good.
They were like, hey, I know you broke into somebody's house, but it's a goofy crime, so you can go again. You can leave.
You can go again.
You can try for round two. Maybe she won't catch you this time.
They let him into her apartment, back in. All right.
They open the door.
Have fun.
Yeah. Here you go.
You have 10 minutes before we arrest you again.
It was a short one, but, I mean, what a silly thing to get arrested over, right?
Mm-hmm. That would be an amazing game show. If there was a reality show where police officers give a time limit for a criminal to commit a misdemeanor. You know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Misdemeanor crime. They have a fixed time limit in which to do it. And if they can't, they get arrested.
Yeah. This is like some. This would have to be like in a New World scenario. Obviously, this wouldn't fly these, you know, in the real world.
What? I feel like the new America is primed and ready for this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're heading towards it.
Oh, we're getting political now.
We love reality. Well, just reality shows in general. It's just,
We've shown that we love reality shows, too. Just a little too much, maybe.
A little too much.
Maybe just a little too much. Maybe a little too much. All right, so that's that. Dan, next. Gibby.
The Canadian town of Kensington has decided to crack down on DUI offenders in the most aggressive and torturous way possible.
By killing them, but first flaying their skin.
That's good. All right, I'm going to write that down.
With a ripped open beer can.
Oh, my God.
They break it open. It's like, oh, you like drinking? And then what they do is they cut the side open, so it's, you know, that really sharp aluminum, and they scoop your skin off slowly.
Ooh. Kensington police posted on Facebook making sure the public was aware of the consequences of drinking and driving.
This doesn't sound very painful so far.
Quote, when we catch you, and we will catch you.
We will flay the skin from your bones, and we will feast on the flesh of your family.
No.
Oh, sorry.
That's more of a Viking police department or something.
Maybe they shouldn't have said most violent. Is that what you said?
Aggressive and torturous.
Torturous, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. They said on top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge.
We'll drink your blood. Sorry.
And a year's driving suspension. We will also provide you with a bonus gift of playing the office's copy of Nickelback in the cruiser on your way to jail.
You know, Nickelback certainly has gotten a bad rap over the years.
Yeah.
Mostly because they're a really terrible band.
That's probably
it's
where
well-deserved.
It mostly come from, yeah.
It's certainly gotten taken a little bit out of hand, but at the same time...
They deserve it.
I mean, isn't any, Nickelback a punishment of Nickelback? I don't mean to jump into the meme here and get all on the, you know, inside joke bandwagon. They really are pretty bad, and I would not want to listen to them.
In any way, shape, or form.
No.
That's true. Constable Rob Hartland has stated that they have nothing against the Canadian rock band. He simply states, "We are just using a different approach to get an age-old message communicated," he said. "As long as it starts with the don't drink and drive dialogue, we're happy with that." No, it hasn't come to the point in which they've needed to unleash Nickelback on offenders, and they hope they won't have to. Quote, "So please, let's not ruin a perfectly good unopened copy of Nickelback," it said in its post. "You don't drink and drive, and we won't make you listen to it." I feel like it's kind of torture for the arresting officer, too.
Because, yeah. Yeah.
They have to listen to it while they're driving them to jail.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. If I was the one committing the crime, I'd feel more bad for the cop who now has to listen to it also.
Well, you know, you do the crime, you do the...
Nickelback.
Yep, that's what Granny used to say. Yeah, you do the crime, you do the Nickelback.
It's like, that sounds like a 20s dance.
Hey, watch me. I could do the Nickelback.
Me and your grandfather used to Nickelback all night.
Well.
I'm sorry, Grandma. What?
Okay, so that's.
So that's a
thing. Pretty terrible punishment.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the, what was it in. Was it China with the headlights?
Yeah.
Blasting them in people's faces?
Yeah. It's about equal, I'd say. It doesn't physically injure you. It just makes you a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I would have gone for beer can skin flaying, but Nickelback's fine too,
I
guess.
Yeah, you should send that to them.
I am. I'm going
to
send them an email right now. I'm going to submit, hey, guys, if you want to do some real torturing, here's what you do. Bamboo shoots in the fingernails.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're just coming up with new and innovative ways.
No, that's old. That's
yeah. That's
yeah.
That's POW torture.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's some messed up stuff. You know, there was an old rumor, now confirmed, but
moon,
this one's real messed
moon
up.
Moon landing was a hoax.
Yeah, definitely a hoax. Never happened. Staged. No, if you're squeamish, this might upset some people, but. Apparently, one of the things that would happen is they would place bamboo plants under someone.
Oh, I've heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, and strap them down, and it would grow quickly, and through them, they'd keep... Oh, it's terrible, horrible
gross
stuff.
People, yeah.
It is really, really messed up stuff. Human beings are a scourge. We need to all be wiped up. Honestly, we just need a cleansing. Just completely get rid of us. Let's start over. Not us personally, because we're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start over.
Start over.
Let's get dinosaurs again or something, you know? Something like that.
Let's give them a round two.
Yeah. I think everyone gets a second shot. Everyone deserves a second chance.
I think so.
Okay, so I got another burglar.
Oh, yeah?
I do.
A turd burglar?
Not. I don't know why it's so funny. No, not. No. But he. What is. It's. Okay.
Sometimes you just gotta burgle some turds.
No, but he did make a very poor choice. Very poor choice. Police found and arrested a New York man stuck in an air vent after he allegedly attempted to break into a local pizzeria.
Oh my God. Is this that guy?
That guy? No. Oh, the same one from last week?
Yeah.
No, that other guy was semi-successful. This guy got stuck in an air vent.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Okay. The man was found lodged in a vent in the roof of a Pontillo's Pizzeria in Penfield. That's a lot of peas.
Mm-hmm.
Ought to be popping that mic quite a bit. When Monroe County Sheriff's deputies responded to reports of a man yelling. The alleged attempted burglar was identified as 44-year-old Richard Graham of Rochester and was transported to a local hospital where he was treated for minor injuries. Quote, "He was as far down as he could go without coming out over an oven."
I mean,
it was after hours, so I don't think it would happen.
It's not
but,
on.
No, but Penfield Assistant Fire Chief Earl Lubansky, giving you some shout-outs there. That was, gave you full title and name. Keep up good work, Assistant Fire Chief Earl Lubansky.
And you did it swimmingly.
Anyway, he said that.
He said it.
He said it. Whatever. Moving on. The ductwork got narrower as you got down closer to the kitchen. Corporal John Helfert. Man, I'm giving some major throwouts today.
Hey, shooting out. Hey, Corporal John Helfer of Monroe County Sheriff's Office said Graham caused $2,000 in damages and was arraigned on charges of third-degree burglary, second-degree criminal mischief, and possession of burglary tools.
Burglary tools.
Tools?
Tools of the trade.
To burgle.
What's a burglary tool?
Crowbar?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they carried in Home Alone.
Yeah. This is it's funny that you bring up Home Alone, because the first thing I thought of this was like, what a Home Alone type thing to have happen, right? When he gets stuck in the chimney.
Who did?
Didn't one of the guys get stuck in the chimney? Thought that was like one of the gags in one of them.
Was that the one? Yeah, the kid did.
Right? Yeah, sure. Anyway, you know what I mean? It's just sort of goofy hijinks. It's one of those things that, like, it's just a dumb thing to have happen. You're trying to, I mean, how cliche can you be trying to go in through air vents, one? Mm-hmm. And two, how embarrassing is it to get stuck in them?
You fool.
Come on, man.
You big fool. I've heard about some really awful, like, people getting stuck in air vents or chimneys and expiring.
Being forgotten or misplaced.
Misplaced for a while until the smell comes.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm like, this doesn't smell like a pizza.
Is that why did I laugh like that? That's certainly, is that what they sound like when they say that?
Yeah.
They go, so what was the voice again?
Surprised.
Oh, that does.
This doesn't
Jesus.
Smell like a pizza.
Well, bless my bottom and call butter my bottom.
Biscuit
and biscuits
and call me biscuit.
That doesn't smell like pizza.
Oh, it doesn't. It doesn't. It smells like a decaying corpse.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and do not put it on your pizza, because you will get botulism probably.
Well, you know, I bet it does double in size though.
Oh,
like a nice dough left out to rise.
What does a corpse?
Yeah, if you leave it in air vent, it might, you know, from all the heat and moisture and stuff, it might expand. This is gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It might, or maybe it dries up. Who knows? Oh. From the constant air hit,
you get a vent mummy.
Gotta watch out for them vent mummies.
What the hell?
An
entrepreneur in London is looking to shake up Britain's morning routine after being inspired by Thailand's blowjob bars.
Oh my God, the Thailand blowjob bars?
Yes.
I've heard famous so much
by
about them.
The Thailandese,
as they prefer to be called.
That's exactly right. Bradley Charvet wants to take it along a similar path. The plan
wait,
is to
wait a
open.
Minute, wait a minute. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. The Bradley Charvet?
The Bradley Charvet.
Of the Thailand BJ Blowjob Cafe 2.0 Enterprise?
Correct. That one.
That one. God, I've heard so much about him.
I didn't feel like it needed to be said, but you said it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you for wasting my time.
Wow, that's rude.
I thought it was, you know...
Just keep going. Okay. Jesus Christ.
The plan is to open a fellatio cafe in Switzerland.
Oh, now it sounds like... Now it sounds fancy. Now it sounds Italian.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll have the I'll have a venti fellatio, please.
A venti?
Half calf.
Light on the froth, please. So the catch being that in these particular establishments, the services rendered are by the robots. Because of this, he can open up shops in places with more rigid sex work legislation. Because you know there's no females.
Do we have
humans.
Sex bots? Are those the things that already exist?
This is what I'm telling you. They are on their way to provide a much needed morning service that was otherwise vacant.
I'm sorry
for many.
I'm sorry. You're not getting me here. Were they going to bring you your coffee?
They'll bring you your coffee. Actually, what they're going to do is they'll bring it in their robot mouth.
Yeah.
And then they're going to.
That seems unsanitary.
They're going to spit it. Into your body, while also providing a succulence.
No. Hey, come on, hey. This is some medieval warfare here. You know, dropping the pits of
boiling
oil.
They're gonna spit hot coffee on your
genitalia.
Channels. genitals. Mr. Charvet believes that London is prime for this adventure. Having many escorts and mistress services throughout the area only makes it seem viable. On top of that, many thousands of locals were asked about a potential of sex robots, and the response was curiosity and eagerness. Hmm. Pricing of a cafe Americano in a 15-minute session came to about 60 euros, or $63.88. I thought like the euro was way more expensive than the dollar, but apparently they're starting to level out a little bit.
The euro, last I knew, it was 1.11 for every...
Yeah. Yeah. But before it was like
it's slightly
it
more.
Was almost double.
Yeah,
like a year or so ago, it was like double. Charvet feels that they don't wish to take away from an already well established sex business, so he says the prices are reasonable.
What's reasonable?
$63 for a coffee and a 15-minute mouth.
Well, you know, maybe let's skip the coffee. What if you get rid of the coffee? How much does it cost?
$57.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't have the prices in front of me.
I'm no blowjob cafe price expert here.
they pay other people top dollar for that. Small booths will be set up at the cafe where men can visit for some fellage, a coffee, and a bear claw. Maybe I don't
what
know.
A weird thing. What yeah. a weird thing this is, because it's so weird to even talk about this, because even if it wasn't sex robots, even if it was just like a jerk-off cafe,
yeah,
which is effectively what this is, right? It's like tool-assisted jerking it.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Right? Because when we talk about it, it's a machine. Yeah. It's a machine. Doesn't matter how fancy it is. It's still a machine.
But I think it has warm bits, you know?
Yeah, but you can simulate warm bits. You know, I'm just saying. Like, it's a robotic jerk
orifice.
Machine. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And... like, think about how weird it would be if someone were to open up. I mean, this is weird. I'm sure this is super weird.
Oh, it's already very weird, yeah.
Imagine if someone was like, I'm going to open up a masturbation cafe. You get a coffee, and then you pull a curtain around yourself, and you just tear it to pieces for half an hour, whatever you got.
And then it's $20, where it's like less money if you get into a circle and do it.
Yeah, well,
other,
you know,
like
honestly,
a bunch of other people.
Less effort expended. We honestly, it's just the responsible thing to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, now we're getting
that's
gross.
Disgusting.
Now we're getting gross.
So, as to response for women's equivalent.
We're a family show, Dan.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's probably nobody knows what that
I
is.
I haven't said that in a long time. I think that was a running joke for a while that wasn't all that funny, but...
Yeah. It was funny to you, and that's why you said it so much.
Well, honestly, most things I say are funny to me, and that's why I say them.
Yeah, and nobody else,
though. No. No.
No. Well, you were going somewhere with
no,
that.
No, I wasn't. Tell me more about this jerk-off cafe.
Okay. So, as to response for a women's equivalent, Mr. Charvet says they don't have an expected release date, but that it's in the works. So, stay tuned, ladies, for a little cunnilingus and cronuts.
Did you make that up on the spot, or did you type that? Is that in front of you? Is that typed up? Be honest.
I typed it up.
You did type it up.
Yeah.
This was premeditated.
But that came out of my head.
It was premeditated. I still like it. I like it. Cunnilingus and cronuts.
That's right. Ladies love them.
Yeah.
Cronuts are the next big thing.
But, I mean...
Cunnilingus, not so much.
Dicks and donuts wasn't quite there already. Like...
It was.
I mean...
But I went class here.
You want to go fancy.
And plus, cronuts are...
Really good.
You know, they're... Well, that and also they're trending, so...
That's right. Honestly, we gotta hit on those new hot trends. How else are we gonna get...
They're not trending anymore. They were, like, last year, maybe.
Well, you know, if nothing else, we are outdated and unwith the times,
but
we
need unlistenable.
We need to get with it. We need to get the hot fresh stuff. I've been hearing pranks. Pranks are coming back in a big way. They went away for a while. They're coming back. Hey guys, hey, we're back again this week with another episode of Gotcha. You thought this was a different show when I started it. It's actually the same show you've been listening to.
And we're almost done with it. So how are you, stupid
man? Wow, man, you're making me feel like a
you're dumb.
You make me
you're
feel unwelcome. Let's end the week with Juan Moore. Just Juan. A woman in Forest Grove, Oregon, called police because she was annoyed by, quote, a jackass guy.
Oh.
Who kept... strong choice of words, lady. I mean, come on. He's going to be feeling that one all the way to the bank. Back to you, Jim.
I don't understand what you just said. And that's not a joke either, I don't think. It's in the context of what you were saying. Back to you, Jim. Yeah, Jim, you got it? No, I
think Jim's been dead for a few episodes still.
He's still, yeah. Was it Jim?
And scene. Whew, man, these inside jokes are getting really
and
good.
And that's the spoof show. It's been great.
Hey, prank number two. Got you guys. You guys thought we were trying to be funny.
But we're never trying to be funny because we're not ever funny.
Because we're not.
We're just rambling and weird.
Honestly, this is just putting me down now.
You're awkward.
Oh, my God. I am. This is a breakthrough.
Oh, my God.
All right. So let's get on to the potatoes here. She was annoyed by a, quote, jackass guy who kept whistling the song Closing Time by Semisonic.
Classic.
Near her house, according to local news. Captain Mike Erb of the Forest Grove Police Department. Come on, man. You're going to be named Erb, plant-based last name in a place called Forest Grove.
Are you really going to do that?
It's like being a chef whose last name is Cookerman.
It's like, you just like don't do
your
it.
First name is like Chop.
It's like Foods.
Food. Oh, like Cook Foods. Cook Foods. Food Cookerman. Cookers.
Food cookers, McCookermans.
Food cookers, you'll never be a chef. You get out of here. You're a failure to the family.
Back to you, Jim.
I've always wanted you to be in accounting, and you will join the family business. Foods cookers. I've changed your name.
Was the family business is cooking foods?
No, it's a joke.
Oh,
see,
accounting.
It's a many-layered joke. It's kind of like, oh, his name's Food Cookers. So it's like, okay. he's trying to be a chef, but his family thinks he's a failure. And it's like, oh, you need to join the family business. You need to be an accountant like your father. You're a disappointment, son.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I get it now. I guess that makes sense. I don't know. That's good. God, I hope it reduces this art.
It's warm in here. Okay, so Captain Mike Erb of the Forest Grove Police Department admits he's not sure why the woman was angry enough to call the authorities. Quote, it's not clear if the caller would have been more or less upset if it was a different genre or whether it was just the talent lacking in the whistling, Erb said. Mm. Erb said the whistler was gone by the time officers arrived, but he was located a short time later, still whistling Closing Time. He told officers he was upset the woman had told him to shut up. After he was sent along his way, officers noted he went back to whistling Closing Time. He really can't get enough. He's a big Semisonic fan.
I love all their hits.
Like Closing Time.
And that, there was a second one they did.
Opening
Time. It was Acoustic Closing Time.
Oh, Acoustic Closing Time. I love Acoustic Closing Time. where was I? God, I keep getting off track here. Dan Wilson, the song's composer from Semisonic, has since written tunes for Adele, John Legend, and Taylor Swift. He's gone on to a pretty decent career of songwriting.
I would say so, yeah.
But he may have been a little bit sympathetic towards the woman based on this tweet. He says in a tweet, yeah, I used to be in a band that wouldn't stop playing that thing.
That's pretty funny.
I love when one-hit wonders are self-aware of their one-hit wonderness, and they don't take it like, we could have been great. We were going to be the next big thing. I love when they're like, yeah, we just had one good song. Everything else was bad, and we overplayed it, and I hated my experience.
Yeah.
There's something redeeming about acknowledging that you were bad.
Yeah.
I think that's a redeeming quality in a person in general, when you can admit you're bad at something.
Yeah, you admit your flaws.
Obviously,
you move on.
Obviously, I don't ever have to do that because I'm not flawed at anything. I'm great at everything I do, like making funny comedy jokes and keeping up with the hot hip times. Haha, pranked you. Got him.
You're so right.
Just go along with it.
I'm talking to the audience.
Oh.
If you didn't know.
Oh, I thought
you were. But you didn't hear it, also.
So what? What did you say, Daniel?
Exactly. There it is.
I sure didn't hear anything. What a joke. God, this has been a great...
What has happened?
This has been a great episode and not a failure.
No, not at all. We went real off the rails.
I
almost
like it.
Almost constantly.
Train.
On the crazy train.
Okay, so, you know, what do you think about it? You like Closing Time? I think it's a classic.
I do.
I think it's a classic. I think it has its time and place.
Which is...
At Closing Time.
At Closing Time at a bar.
Yeah, really Closing Time at anything. It's one of those songs, it's very situational. If you play Closing Time when it's not Closing Time, it's weird.
It throws everything off kilter.
Yeah, it's like you're implying something that's not happening. If you're lying, honestly, you're lying if you play that song when it's not closing time.
And you should be shot.
And yeah, absolutely. Beer can skin flayed and everything.
Beer can skin flayed.
You know closing what they say time. About beer cans and skin flaying. Closing time.
Closing time. Grandfather and I used to Nickelback.
Okay, so that's the that's the end of this week's episode. And I'm sure you couldn't be happier.
I'm sorry you had to journey through that dark void with us.
Just sitting here looking at your watch going, when are they running a little bit long? Honestly, I didn't think I was going to have to commit to this much. I owe these guys to listen to one episode because they'll nag me about it otherwise.
How can somebody talk for 40 minutes and never say anything? That's what you're saying in your head.
It's like Seinfeld, but not funny.
Oh, that's it.
So like Seinfeld.
It's like a show about
ooh,
nothing.
Oh, just kidding. I like Seinfeld. I'm just kidding. Please don't hurt me. Oh, God. Please don't. No one.
The rage is brewing.
Keep the hate letters. Keep the hate mail. I don't need it. Okay, so let's wrap up the show for the week. Let me tell you a couple of things before we do.
Mm-hmm.
The first being, since the last time that we did an episode of this show, we have released episode 4 of Victor Valentine. No, it's Victoria.
That's
Victoria
true. That's
Valentine, paranormal investigator. If you like things spooky, like things spooky, like things kooky, and all things crooky, go on check.
Crooky?
Go and check out episode 4 of Vic Valentine.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It's got some creeps, some spooks, and some spacks. Those aren't words.
Those aren't
Most
words.
Most of those weren't words.
Why do you do that?
I don't know, man. I just got to make things. I got to ruin things. I have a compulsive nature to ruin. I got a good thing going. I got to kill it. All right. So check that out. That's good stuff.
Okay.
Episode 5 is in the thinking. It's in the moving forward process.
It's in the recording stage.
Yeah. Let it be known that is going to be moving forward. We should be expecting an episode of Adjacent Hex sometime in the near future. They have their own sort of release schedule. I don't like to muck with that or anything. So
they do their thing.
They do their thing, and we appreciate it. And they give you guys some more things to listen to. And at the risk of having you listen to my dumb voice too much longer, let's go ahead and close it out by saying you can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banterbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all the places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com where you can send us letters about why you dislike everything I've said today or, I mean, just be nice and send in some articles. That'd be cool too. And that's all for this week.
And remember, before there were alarm clocks, there were knockers up who were hired to shoot dried peas from a blowgun at people's windows in order to wake them up in the morning.
Thanks for joining us. Checking the mic. Hey, Dan Hayes, how's it going? Hey.
Is it a rap?
Well, it was about to be.
Well, I don't like it. Any part of it, just get rid of it.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.